visitors arrive, they tell us who they're going to see, check off their names, and then they're let through into the main visitors reception.
Visitors have to go through a lot of checks before they can go to the visitors area?
Yes, we'll just be getting through reception now, because once they get logged in, it's in a finger scan for identification purposes. They then will go through a search area where they're given a rub down search, basically like airport style searching. Okay. So here's our most up-to-date recognition system. It's done by pressing your finger on the scanner. That will bring up your name. Have you been here before? If they haven't, they get the photograph taken. Children don't get their photographs taken.
We're going into now what, and you mentioned this earlier, it's like an airport scanner really, isn't it? I'm just walking through it now.
Just exactly like airport security.
Okay, so once we're done and dusted here, where to next?
Right, we're leaving now what we would call the visits reception. We're going to make our way over to the main visits hall. In the hall now, basically it's three rows of tables. They're all numbered. The green seats are the ones that the prisoners sit on, and that's for easy identification. And we also have a creche at the minute that's run by Niacro. When the visits are taking place, the prisoners aren't allowed to leave the seat.
Are prisoners allowed to touch family members? Can they hug? Is that allowed?
Yes, that's allowed, as long as they don't leave the green seat, basically. There's no restrictions. The visitors must stay on the seats as well, but obviously there's hugging, you know, when they leave the visit or whatever.
Is this an emotional place, Sonia? What does the mood be like when people visit?
Really good mood, actually. It's really, you would find it's always noisy. There's loads of chit-chat. Quite normal, sitting down with your family, having a cup of tea, a sandwich. When they're leaving is the time that you would find it be emotional, or maybe someone visiting for the first time maybe hasn't seen their family member in a while, and you'll find it's more the children. Just like leaving their father, basically. They would say, Daddy's come back to work. Very rarely hear them saying where they're at. The children never really question who we are either, so it's not always apparent that they're in prison.
And just at the end of the room, Sonia, there's what I would kind of consider more the traditional prison visit scenario. You have a bench with seats on either side with a glass partition in between. Why is that there? Is that for different prisoners? Or
yes, that's what we call in our barrier visits. What we're using them for now at the moment is if intelligence would lead that there may be a pass taking place during visits, for example, of a phone or of drugs, our security department will have informed us. So rather than allow this to possibly happen, they're put on the barrier visits and they have no contact at all, bar just being able to chat and see. There's no physical contact allowed.
Is it a constant battle to prevent the passes, as you describe them as?
Yeah. That's from we open until we close. That's what we're here to do, is for watch for that, ensuring everybody's safety at all times.
I'm sure you've seen some extreme cases in your time.
Yeah, seen some extreme cases, and the things that they'll go through just to be able to get drugs into the prison. The last girl I was talking to, it was actually her uncle that she kissed full on to pass the drugs to. It's sad in some cases. Last week I had an older lady passing to her son because he had put her under pressure to bring it in, and she was arrested by the PSNI as a result of that. So some of the cases are quite sad. The extremes they go to then to bring them from, if they have received an object, an item or an article, the extremes that they will go to bring it back up to their houses again.
What age was that woman?
She was hitting nearly 60.
And
that's not our oldest. We've had a grandmother who was pressurised into bringing, and they now have a police record as a result of that. But unfortunately, that's not really given much thought by the prisoner when he's looking for whatever it is to be brought in.